Now we move on into this, and here again we are moving, I think, into the time of that kingdom that's mentioned in the 8th Psalm, when all things will be put under his feet. Will you listen to this? When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou didst sit on the throne judging right. Now, the important thing today, Martin Luther, I think, put it like this, one with God as a majority, and that he was not so much concerned about having God on his side as making sure he was on God's side. That's the important thing here, that my cause is right. Let's make sure it is. Let's make sure that we're on God's side. And now this is the time that's coming of judgment. Thou hast rebuked the nations. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. What a psalm this is. Listen to him in verse 6. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. Now, this is a very strong declaration of the judgment that is coming. And the question sometimes arises, is there enough preaching today of judgment? I would put it like this, that there is enough preaching of judgment of a sort. I listened to a sermon, and I have an opportunity now to hear more sermons than I've heard in years. And I would say two things. One is there are very few sermons on the subject of hell. Today, most sermons are sermons to comfort God's people. Actually, so many sermons are geared for those that seem to have some sort of a complex, folk that are just looking for somebody's shoulder to cry on. But the sermon I heard the other day, it was on hell, but the bitterness of the man came through. And my feeling is that a man, before he preaches on hell, ought to search his own heart and make sure that if he's preaching on judgment and on hell, does it affect him? Does he have a heartbreak because men are lost? I suppose one of the finest things ever said about Dwight L. Moody was the fact that on one occasion, a man made this statement. He was told that Moody had preached a sermon on hell. And this man, an unbeliever, made this statement. He said, you know, I don't like to hear sermons on hell, but if there's any man that can preach on that subject, it's Dwight L. Moody. May I say to you, not only should there be sermons on that, but there should be the right kind of man to preach it. And I suppose one of the reasons that I never preach more sermons on that is just very candidly because of this very thing, that I think we ought to be deeply moved in our own hearts. Now, he makes it clear here that the enemies of Israel are all to be conquered, which means this is for the remnant that are on God's side. This is God's victory, if you please. And actually, what you have here, the death of the son, that firstborn in Egypt, and I think it takes you right down where anti-Semitism was born. It started in the land of Egypt. King down there enslaved the chosen people, that nation. He tried to exterminate the whole race and frustrate the grace and purposes of God in redemption. And ever since that time, the nations have been Israel's enemies. They'll continue to hate them till the day of deliverance comes. May I say to you that today there is that feeling right at the present moment.